The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
All right, good evening. Hour number two of Sports Talk 1240 on this very, very special Sunday, September, what's today, the 10th? Opening day, really the real opening day of NFL football. A great game by my beloved New York Yankees today. Still playing some good ball. Aaron Judge back in action. Facebook Live people, thank you for joining. I'm a little delayed on the Giants here on my computer, so if you guys want to throw out with the Giants to do it on Facebook Live, we can have a chat. If you want to call in, 631-888-8811. Please, guys, call and tell me what the Giants are doing, how they look. I know the first quarter has not looked great. It was a big stop there to hold them to that field goal on the goal line. But I don't know. I'd like to see a little bit more. Offense has not done anything yet. But before we get into Giants football, before we get into NFL football, let's all, and even Facebook Live people, let's all remember that sports is just sports, and today and this weekend there is a much bigger situation happening. So thoughts and prayers are out to all of our friends and family in Florida. I know someone somewhere, everyone has someone down there. We have a lot of family there right now, the Orlando area, the Florida State University area, people. It's really bad down there. So hope everyone down there is safe. And let's remember the big picture, because after we have a fun Sunday, tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and it's not going to be so fun for a lot of people down in Florida. So that being said, it is still the first NFL Sunday of the year. The New York Football Giants are playing currently. I am solo tonight, if you noticed. Brian noticed. I am solo tonight, folks. I'm solo tonight, Facebook Live, because my co-host, the wonderful and handsome Jeff Guida, is down in Dallas at the game at Jerry World watching the Giants. I just saw a picture of him with his lady. He's wearing the old-school Ahmad Bradshaw jersey, 44, enjoying that ridiculous stadium down there, hopefully enjoying a Giants, I don't know, victory, obviously, but right now we just got to show some signs of life, because as we near the end of the first quarter here, Giants aren't showing that much signs of life. The NFL today, let's see. By the way, Jeff will be on with us in a little bit, like 5-10 minutes in between the first and second quarter. He's going to call up. And then at halftime, if we're still on by the end of this hour, Jeff will call up again. We'll get some live takes on what's going on down at Jerry World, his weekend down there. He went to the Yankee. I mean, what a boondoggle trip this was for this dude. We're going to get into all the scores of the weekend, of the day. But think about this trip. Go down. Yankees happen to play the Rangers right there in Arlington, Texas, right by Dallas. Boom, go to that. Go to the Yankee game. You could have went to the game yesterday. You could have went to the game. It was a day game today. And you could have gone to the Giants Cowboys tonight. Now, that's a weekend if I ever had one. If I didn't have three kids, Brian, they're sucking every last penny out of me. I can't afford to go down there. But that's a fun trip. So Jeff's doing it. Of course, he gets to do it because he, you know, is a man of leisure, and that'll be pretty cool. So we'll get him on the phone in a couple minutes. We'll talk our Facebook Live people. Guys, what's happening to the Giants right now? This is looking ugly. What happened to the Patriots on Thursday night? That was a little eye-opening. How are these Patriot fans? I don't know. You know, the Patriots, they won the Super Bowl. Listen, granted they won the Super Bowl. Granted they have a great coach. Granted they have one of the best, if not the best, quarterback ever. And they have a great team, of course. They've proven that over time and time again. But I will say one thing. Their trip to the Super Bowl last season was easy. They had no tough games. They had no tough opponents. Listen, they're great. Those were playoff teams they beat. But really, that was, and I said it last year. This isn't the first time I said it. The Patriots walked into the Super Bowl. They were down. They played 3.5 quarters of bad football, and they got beat by Atlanta, and they mounted an epic comeback on the golden arm of Tom Brady. Great. You did that. Now they come back opening night, Thursday, and they get pretty much run out of their own building by the Chiefs, who put up preposterous numbers. And this guy Kareem Hunt looks like the real deal. A couple weeks ago, we did our fantasy our fantasy show, and I don't even know if we mentioned Kareem Hunt. Oh, actually, we did because Spencer Ware was out, so we knew Kareem Hunt was going to be the guy. He is the guy, and I believe that a 50-something point fantasy, most fantasy leagues, depending on your scoring, have Kareem Hunt at like a 50, and Alex Smith at like close to the 40 range for a QB. So they put a whooping on the Patriots. So that was a big surprise. I want to know what you think your surprises are of the NFL of the day so far. I know we have tonight's game. We're going to have two games tomorrow night, but most of the games are finished. What has been the biggest surprise for you for day one or weekend one or week one of the NFL season? 631-888-8811. It's the end of the quarter. We're going in. Jeff should be on the phone very soon. Brian, pay attention. Jeff's going to call in. We're going to get kind of the look. It's 3-0 Cowboys as we get ready for the second quarter. The surprises of the week. Number one surprise I have to put down as the Chiefs beating the Patriots. I still think that's number one. The number two surprise was what the Jaguars did today to the Houston Texans. And the city of Houston is experiencing, had its own, problems and stuff happening to it for the last couple weeks, but this just it piled on. I mean, 29-7. They had no life. They had no offensive line. They had to bring in Deshaun Watson, who I think, and I've said on this airwaves many times, who I think is going to be a great NFL quarterback. He's a rookie. They started this, rolled out this dude named Thomas Savage, who's been a journeyman, been on the team, but he's pretty much a career backup. Didn't even make it to the third quarter. Halftime, they put in Deshaun Watson, who actually put some spice in the game, scored their only touchdown through DeAndre Hopkins' touchdown. But, man, Jaguars' D looked sick. That dude, Campbell, had 4 sacks on the Jaguars, man. Man, you this Texas offensive line, you got to be better. I mean, the Houston Texans won the division last year. The team looked like garbage today. Man, that was a surprise. The Jets scoring 12 points was a surprise. I knew the Jets were going to lose. The Jets are going to go 0-16. But, yes, what's up? Facebook Live, what's up? What's your surprise? Facebook Live, type to me right here. What was your biggest surprise of the NFL Sunday or the week so far? Mine is definitely the Patriots getting run out of their own building. I think the Jaguars beating Houston badly, the way they beat them so badly, is a second. And there's a couple others. I mean, the Rams putting a 46 up on their opening game in L.A., on the Colts, I guess is a little, because 46 is a ton of points, but I didn't have the Colts. The Colts are horrendous starting their backup QB, Tolzien, or whatever his name is, because Andrew Luck, again, got bad luck. He's out. So Andrew Luck has no luck. The team stinks. That was a surprise. Most of the other games kind of went as I suspected, except for the Ravens beating up on the Bengals. I guess the Bengals are bad. I've said I loved Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, for fantasy guys, had a -3. Man, that's pretty ugly. I had Andy Dalton on 2 fantasy teams, so that was not the best. As you can see, that was the only, if I got this right, the only shutout of the day of the week was the Ravens 20-0 on the Bengals. Let's take some of your calls right now. 631-888-8811. If you're out there, Bell doing nothing on the ground versus the Browns. That's a good call. What was with Le'Veon Bell today? He didn't look hurt. He kind of danced around. He does his little dance before he hits the hole. And I don't know. Maybe they just didn't game plan for him. I'm not really sure. Steelers won easily. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't easily. I mean, I guess it looked like the score indicates a lot closer than it really was, in my opinion, 21-18. But, yeah, Le'Veon Bell, big question mark today. Going, 1-2 in the fantasy drafts, considered one of the best, if not the best running back. My opinion, he's the best running back in football. Was not the best running back on today. Kareem Hunt was the best running back in the NFL this week so far. Let's see what else we got here. I'll tell you this much. Andy Dalton, horrendous. The Colts, horrendous. The Jets, horrendous. The Giants right now, horrendous. Where's Jeff? Jeff should be calling in. It's the second quarter starting. Maybe he'll call in at halftime. We're gonna keep going with the theme of the NFL tonight. And like I said, our thoughts and prayers are with the good people of Florida. We have a lot of family and friends in there. I'm sure everyone does. Moving the game to postponing the game to week 11 is one thing, but there's conversations now that places are going to be without power for weeks. And I've been seeing some pictures. This is really, like, this is really bad. It's getting really bad. And, like, we talk about sports here. I do this for fun every couple weeks on Sunday nights. But this is going to be ugly. And they're actually moving, as many of you have already known, they moved the Tampa Rays baseball game, Rays-Yankees game, it was supposed to be down there this coming up this week, to Citi Field tomorrow. So the Yankees are playing the Rays at Citi, which is interesting and it's cool. I'm actually going to that game. But at the end, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, damn, you know, this is a kind of a pretty terrible reason why we're doing this. The whole city's probably devastated. Who knows what's going to happen to the Rays stadium. Tropicana Field's probably going to be out. I mean, they're going to be displaced. They're displacing the Rays. Millions of people are going to be displaced. So let's just keep that in mind. I want to say it again. As we enjoy it's besides the storm, besides the hurricane, it's a national holiday to some people around here. Sports fans, I mean, this was the day. You sit in front of your red zone. I sit in front of red zone a lot today. If you're a Giants fan, you wait for this game, you're pumped. But you also got a full day of, like, whatever, 12 games. You got to watch 12 games or whatever it was on the red zone, grilling wings, beers, whatever you're doing, hanging out with family and friends. It's a holiday as the Cowboys kick a field goal. All right, so listen, Giants, get it together, man. Get it together, Giants. Facebook Live, tell me, what? Judge two dingers, yeah. Who won the U.S. Open? Yeah, that's a good one. Sloane Stephens is the story of the U.S. Open. That was the story. That was the story this week. The tennis U.S. Open, I'm not really sure. Who won it? Tell me that. The Giants, if we're watching, is everyone watching? Facebook Live, are you watching the Giants? Ugly. Ugly offense so far. Is it our offensive line? Is it the Dallas defense? I don't know. But I think that, you know, a lot of Giants teams, this is what happens. We, first of all, to only be down 6-0 right now, that's good. I'll take that. We'll take that any day of the week, the way we were playing. We have no time of possession. We have to think that when this Giants team, and no Odell Beckham, that's a big storyline, but we have to think when this Giants team comes together, the talent on this team is undeniable. We've seen it. We've heard it from all the reporters. We've seen it from all the media. The talent on this team is undeniable. Defense, top-notch. We had a big investment in our defense two off-seasons ago. Our offense, we have Odell Beckham, who's the most, if not this, one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. Eli, who runs the offense for the last 15 years, like a top, or last 13 years, whatever. And I say, like, a top, whatever, I don't know, tongue-in-cheek, whatever. Maybe not exactly smooth every time, but he's been our guy, never missed a game. And then we brought in Evan Engram, who looks pretty good as our draft pick this season, one of our top draft picks. Brandon Marshall, who's a stud, who is putting together, even though he's been on multiple teams, he's putting together a Hall of Fame career, Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall will be in the NFL Hall of Fame. And Paul Perkins is, I guess, a big question mark as a running game. The running game last year stunk. It was terrible. Third and long, G-men get a sack, Cowboys punting. That's great. Thank you for that update. It's a little hard to do. John, I'm a little behind, so Facebook Live is keeping me up. I appreciate that. What else has happened? What have we seen from the Giants? Nothing. We've seen nothing. In a quarter and a half, we've seen nothing. I'll tell you what we did see today. We saw the Lions beat the Cardinals. They put it on them pretty good. It was kind of like a track meet game. I believe the Lions won by like a couple, I don't know, 10, two touchdowns. What was the score? 35-23, the Lions won. We'll go game by game here as we wait for the commercial break for the Giants to come back on. Let's go game by game. Lions-Cardinals. Are the Lions for real? I don't know. Eagles-Redskins. Eagles. I will say I am scared of the Eagles. I am scared of Carson Wentz. He looks like a very good young quarterback. He was the number one draft pick last year by the Eagles. Was he number two? He was number two. Jared Goff was the first pick. Wentz was number two. He looks good. And the Eagles look good. And the Eagles' D looked really good. They put out a big, big number. We're going to go to the phones real quick here on Sports Talk 1240. We have Matt. Matt, you're live on Sports Talk 1240. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Now, I know you're a Giants fan, and I'm sure you're probably paying attention to this game, and it's pretty much going what we thought. We never addressed this O-line, so what's going on here? I mean, you know, I can't stand this. We got 1 yard and a quarter of football. What is up with that?
Well, you know what? And you're exactly right, Matt. We've said it. We've discussed it on the air here. Everyone's discussed it. All right, we went out. What did we do? We bought Brandon Marshall, and we drafted a tight end. So we invested in our receiving core. Which actually makes sense for today because Beckham's out. But we never address this O-line. Eric Flowers was a bum, has always been a bum. We're going to see what he's up for this season. But I have to say, listen, it's going to take a little bit of time for everyone to gel. You know, with 6-0, don't get crazy. We'll come out. It can't get much worse, right?
Right, yeah. You're probably talking to a fanatic fan here who's only gone through a quarter of football and I'm already throwing the flag in and getting a little crazy. But
season's over.
You know, I'm getting a little frustrated here because we didn't address our biggest weakness, and now it's frustrating.
And now I've listened to it on the radio on the way here. I'm unfortunately, it really stinks for me. I'm a little behind. So the Giants just got like a 3-yard. Where are we? 2nd and 7.
We are right now. We're 2nd and 7, and we're deep, driven back, and we have yet to have a first down. A first down would be
gained 3 yards
right here.
Paul Perkins gained 3 yards. All right, so give me the play-by-play.
Now we have 4 yards on the night, which is awesome, but you know what? It's getting a little frustrating here.
Give me the play-by-play. So,
well, we got Eli dropping back. And it's another fake handoff and throws. Here we go. We got our first down.
Play action, Eli.
First down to Sterling Shepard.
Moving the chains, Sterling Shepard. I think Sterling Shepard is going to have he's going to have. Oh, we're having flag.
No flag.
Good. Here we go. All right, we're on the board. Watch this. This is going to be a touchdown drive right now. It's going to change the course of this game. Listen, it's the second quarter, dude. Come on.
I know.
Nah, come on.
You know how it is.
All right, Matt, what else did you see today? Besides Giants, what else did you see today in the NFL that surprised you, that you liked, that you were surprised by, that you are now concerned about, or what?
Well, you know, I saw, you know, obviously sticking with the NFC East, the Eagles were quite impressive.
They
were. Their defense was quite impressive.
They were. I was just saying that.
Their defensive line was impressive, and, you know, that also worries me. So, yeah, it was quite impressive.
I agree with the
Eagles,
man.
And also impressive was the L.A. Rams.
That was a crazy game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the Colts stink, though, man.
I know, they
do. And they had like two or three defensive touchdowns, didn't they, the Rams? They had at least two.
Yeah, but still impressive.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Matt, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call in. Thanks for the Giants info. See you. Good luck. You called in. Boom. First down. We're moving the chains now. Let's go. We're going to keep on the phone lines. We're going to go with my man, Clay. Clay, you're on Sports Talk 1240 this Sunday night watching the G-Men. What's happening?
Yeah. How are you doing, Mike? Yeah, listen, I'm watching the show right now. I see you're not getting updates, so I'm just going to wait with my 2 cents so far with this game.
Okay, bring it.
Well, for the positive, it looks like they're shutting Dez down pretty good. The defense is giving Dak a hard time, and holding the 2 field goals is pretty solid considering the drives they were putting up on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And like we just said, we just got a first down. Now it's 3rd and something. The Giants are moving the ball a little bit, and that's what we got to do. You got to move those chains, shake the rust off. It's the first game. This is classic Giants football, you know what I mean? Stay close, play kind of the level of your competition, and hopefully get that big play. You know, well, listen, we're out without Odell Beckham. Don't discount that either, right?
Yeah, I mean, the bad part is Brandon Marshall without a target.
Well, I mean, how many passes has he thrown? Can you pull that up for me? How many passes has Eli Manning even thrown?
That's a good point. Maybe 8.
Maybe, right? I don't know. All right, Clay, what else did you see today in football? Are you a big football fan? Do you watch around the league? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was on my couch, anchored to the couch of the red zone all day, so I pretty much kept it all up to speed.
Yeah, what'd you see? Anything you liked? Anything that made you nervous? You're a Giants fan, I'm assuming.
Yep, big Giants fan. No, nothing. Everything looked pretty standard. The backup on Chicago looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. So I heard David Johnson on the Cardinals might be out for a bit. That's interesting.
Yeah, he took a shot.
Fantasy-wise, that could be really different. Now, something just happened in the football game. What happened?
3rd and short, Giants got stopped. They're punting.
Ay. All right, Clay, man, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the updates. Keep listening. Keep joining. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Team Vivalo, at Sports Talk 1240. We got some cool things. And call in every Sunday night, man. I love getting calls.
All right, man. Great show.
Appreciate it. All right, so Giants punted. We're coming into, what is it, like 9 minutes left in the game? What is it, like 9 minutes? Facebook Live, help me out. Giants look horrendous right now? Is that what's happening? I'll tell you who looked really, really, really not horrendous. The Kansas City Chiefs. So I put this out there to the WGBB audience. Call in 631-888-8811. Are the Patriots legit? Are the Patriots still going to be the Patriots? Is 40-year-old Tom Brady and bum knees, old, thick, I don't know how old he is, but like fat and slow Gronkowski. Gronkowski looked like garbage out there. A lot of my friends were saying, like, is it me? And the eye test, did Gronkowski look bad? And I thought, you know what? Gronkowski didn't look great at all. I mean, losing Edelman doesn't help. You know, Amendola, I think Amendola got hurt too. I have to check back on that. But the Patriots, all in all, unless the Kansas City Chiefs are, like, legit, and Andy Reid is no slouch either. And it's funny because a friend of mine commented that when Andy Reid has time to prepare, like off a bye week or, I don't know, maybe for, like, 2 weeks for a Super Bowl or, like, the first game of a season, then Andy Reid is, like, dirty in his preparation, his record. So maybe I'll tweet that out if anyone's paying attention. Andy Reid, underrated coach. He's going to probably listen. By all accounts, the Kansas City Chiefs are for reals. So that's where Andy Reid is going to probably come out, and you're going to hear all this stuff like, oh, Andy Reid's been around coaching for 25 years. Where's his recognition? Like Belichick. Maybe. I mean, he doesn't have the rings, but very, very interesting game Thursday night. I thought it was eye-awakening for a lot of people. It maybe showed some chinks in the Patriots' armor. I love starting them getting, you know, because I don't like the Patriots at all, but because they're the same fans as Red Sox fans. I really don't care about the Patriots. The Giants beat them twice in two Super Bowls, so I'm okay with the Patriots. But I know their fans are Red Sox fans, and I know, you know, I'm enough. The Yankees haven't been what the Yankees should be. The Giants own the Patriots, but Boston has been having a lot of winning years lately, so enough's enough with the Patriots. I loved seeing them get beat by the Chiefs. Loved it. 15-point victory, and the Chiefs put a 42 spot on. I had the Patriots D even on my fantasy team, -4. Really? You're going to give me -4 for the Patriots D, really? So I had two on my fantasy team. I had two minuses. Andy Dalton, -3. My starting quarterback got a -3. What? I'd never even heard of that before. I could have literally started Tim Tebow. I could have literally started Jameis Winston, who's not in play. I could have literally started any backup quarterback. There's 90-something quarterbacks in the NFL. There's 90 quarterbacks on roster, somewhere in that vicinity. And if they say there's 90, 89 of them did better than Andy Dalton today. Every single quarterback, every single backup, every single third string scored more fantasy points than Andy Dalton did, because Andy Dalton had a -3 from a quarterback. 4 picks and a fumble, no TDs, 180 yards, something ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm in close fantasy games, and I'm going to lose because Andy Dalton had a -3. Anyway, that's just taking my Giants frustration out, because the Giants and Cowboys, this game stinks. This is 6-0. Cowboys, looks like they just got a first down. I don't know if that's if they punted or if they got the first down. Man, I mean, I like being on the air here, but really, it's very, very interesting to see. If I was home watching this game, I'd be pissed. I'm occupying myself with exactly. If I didn't start a QB, it would have been better. Anyway, nonsense. I'm going to lose strictly because Andy Dalton couldn't get it together to get positive fantasy numbers. But back to the Giants football at hand. It looks a little ugly, as the caller Matt said. They have like 5 or 8 yards offense, and we're coming to the end of the second quarter. Halftime, I'm assuming my man Jeff is going to call at halftime. He didn't call at the end of the first quarter. Maybe he's waiting until halftime. If halftime comes, we'll be on air here. After the break, we'll talk more about the NFL, I guess. What's happening with the Yankees? They're looking good. Aaron Judge hit 2 dingers, 40-41. Broke the record for most walks by a rookie ever. Right? And it's, what, we still have 20 games left to play? We have 20 games left to play. We're 3 games out of first place. We're 3 games up on the wild card. Yankee fans, get psyched. If you're a Giant fan right now, if you're a Giant fan and you're watching this game and you all of a sudden are like depressed because you thought, like I did too, like all NFL fans did, you're excited for your first game. Remember, it could be worse. You could be a Mets fan. You could be a Jets fan. So listen, you're not. You're a Giants fan. You're in this game. You're a Yankee fan. You're in, most likely, knock on wood, in the playoffs. Let's go! Come on, Giants, do something. All right, we'll talk to Jeff at halftime. We'll go over some of these scores. The break's coming up in a couple of minutes. I tell you, Jets fans, great, 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 unbelievable, unbelievable, excuse me, I came in here, unbelievable quote from a friend of mine today on our group text. He said, and this is, it could not be more spot on. This is a quote. This could not be more spot on. If you are the Jets owner, you're Woody Johnson, you own the Jets, and you go in, you go into the Giants locker room. Excuse me, the Jets locker room. You're Woody Johnson. You go into the Jets locker room, and you or the Jets front office, say. You go to the front office, the coaching staff. Excuse me. I'm all over the place. You're Woody Johnson. You go into the Jets coaching staff, the 20 guys in the coaching staff, and you tell all of them, starting with head coach, Bowles, if we win one game this season, everyone is fired. That's what I would say. And that could not be more spot on. If you guys don't go 0-16, you're all off to find new jobs. Because the Jets, for all intents and purposes, should just punt the season. That's a football pun. Punt the season. Move on. Draft Sam Darnold or whoever guy turns out to be the best blue-chip quarterback. That's Sam Darnold, the USC stud guy who is believed to be the number one draft pick in waiting next year, and rebuild with a franchise quarterback, but make sure you get the number one pick. Make sure you go 0-16. Every time the Jets win a game, it hurts them. This is not a joke. This is reality. Sports is a business. The Jets play in the same division as New England. They are horrendous. They kicked 4 field goals today. They have, I can name like 4 guys on their team. And the guys I know are probably older guys who probably don't even play because I don't even know the guys who play. McNown, Hackenberg, Bryce Petty, like all the quarterbacks, that's all you talk about. Who's going to be the poor sap who has to be the Jets quarterback this season? Anyway, after the break, hopefully we'll talk to Jeff. It's going to be halftime. It's going to kind of be good timing. So we'll get Jeff on the phone. Maybe we can talk to him for like 5 minutes. We'll come back on Facebook Live after the break. Okay, I'll be right back. Stay there.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gust Buster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit GustBuster.com and get your Gust Buster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. We're back with the 9:30 half hour, the last half hour of Sports Talk 1240. If my co-host Jeff was in the building, he would say, it's the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter of Sports Talk 1240. We're out here doing our thing, watching, kind of keeping up with the Giants, keeping up with the NFL, keeping up with baseball. It was a big day for baseball. It was a big day for tennis. I mean, I'm all over the place. I was just strictly football today. I put the Yankee game on for a minute. It was like 9-2 or something like that. Judge was hitting bombs. I like what the Yankees are doing. I do not like what the Giants are doing. I just talked to my man Jeff Guida, who's usually here in studio with me. He will be calling in a minute at halftime. So right now we got like 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. Game's going pretty fast. We'll call in at halftime. It might be about 10, 15 minutes before we actually get to halftime. But a call in at half, take us through what seems to be a nauseating first half of football from the New York Giants. I mean, awful. I mean, this is like Jets awful. This is like Mets awful. This is like Colts awful. The difference, the only difference between those teams I mentioned and the Giants is that the 6-0. The Giants' offense is the problem here. The Giants' defense, we know, is studly. The Giants' defense, we know, is in the top 5 defenses of NFL football. We're all right with that. I'm all right with the defense. That's no problem. The Dallas Cowboys, I mean, Dak Prescott, I don't love Dak Prescott, man. I mean, we stifle. I mean, I know he won some awards last year, and he did have some great numbers, don't get me wrong, great game manager, but he's still his sophomore year. He still can't really throw. He doesn't throw it the best. I heard a stat. The stat is that Dak Prescott was last among starting QBs in third down percentage last year, which means when he's forced to throw, like in third down situations, hello, he stinks. So that's what Dak Prescott is. So as long as we keep pressure on him, get our offense up and running. I don't like to see zero in the first half. No one does. But I tell you what, also today, if you, and I keep going back to fantasy football, because fantasy football with the, I don't know, probably a billion people. No, not, what was it? Did I say a billion? Probably hundreds of millions of people who play fantasy sports and football, and today being like the number one day in fantasy sports, I guess would be today, right? I mean, is there any other day? Today's the number one day in fantasy in fantasy sports out of 365 days a year. We just experienced the most important or the most trafficked or paid attention to 10 hours from 1 to what time is it now? It's almost 10, right? So the last 8.5 hours have been the most important for fantasy. And if you pay attention to fantasy, you will know that it was a low-scoring fantasy day today. You wouldn't know that from Thursday night's game to kick off this NFL season, but for the rest of the season, for the rest of the games, there wasn't really, you know, you got the Kareem Hunt who did work. You have Alex Smith who did work, but really quarterbacks besides like Stafford, I mean, he was pretty good. That was pretty good Stafford's day, but really quarterbacks didn't show up. I've said my piece on Andy Dalton. I will never ever have Andy Dalton on my team ever again. He's gone tomorrow morning or Tuesday morning. He's gone for good. Gone. No more Andy Dalton. Anyone wants him, you can have him. I'm dropping him on the waiver wire. If you want Andy Dalton on any team, you can have him. Enough about Andy Dalton. So I'm saying Alex Smith killed it. Brady didn't throw a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers, what did they score, 17? He threw one bomb to Jordy. Let's see. Roethlisberger, he was all right. None of these guys had great games. It's been a low-scoring fantasy week thus far. So that means to me that this Giant game, we're just heating our time. Don't get too worried. It's been low. People, you know, you gotta get the rust off, you know, and find yourself. Find your offensive line. By the way, Odell Beckham is not playing. Odell Beckham is so important to the Giants for so many reasons. Not just Rams defense had a 29. How many touchdowns did they score? 3? They probably scored 3 touchdowns. I know they scored 2. They had 2 picks at the house. Anyway, they had Rams defense was killing me. But back to Beckham. Not having Odell Beckham is a big fat deal. He stretches the field like no one in the game besides maybe Julio. Maybe he makes you get. You have to game plan from him. Do you think? I mean, Brandon Marshall is a. Like I said, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's on the end of his career. He doesn't move like he's a big boy. He doesn't move like Odell Beckham. No one moves like Odell Beckham. Like 2 people in the NFL move like Odell Beckham. I would say potentially Antonio Brown from a wide receiver standpoint. I mean, there's a ton of speedy wide receivers, don't get me wrong, but like guys who are also play the position and also are like at the top of their position. That's Antonio Brown. And to some extent, I would say Le'Veon Bell like moves like him, but they play a different position. But Antonio Brown and Beckham are those forceful, like those guys that just like, yeah, they have like the quick twitch fiber, they call it. You know what I mean? So Facebook Live people, you tell me right in here, what do you want to talk about? Do you see something I'm missing today? I think today was a very slow fantasy day. You didn't get a lot out of stuff. The biggest news to come out today was, A, the Beckham wasn't playing, but really the biggest news of fantasy is that David Johnson's out. David Johnson's going to be out for the foreseeable future. Does anyone have any really stats, any info on David Johnson? Because tomorrow, Monday morning quarterback comes along. Fantasy owners, the number one pick overall, David Johnson, he's out, fellas. So you better find out the next guy who's coming in, because this is week one. So that's interesting. That's the biggest fantasy story. The biggest NFL story is the Chiefs. So, I mean, I know we're in New York here. I love just talking about how the Patriots fans are going to like, who do the Patriots play next week? New Orleans? Hey, man, if New Orleans can sling it, they can. You know Drew Brees can swing it. If they can sling it like Alex Smith, of all people, and put numbers up like the Chiefs did on the Patriots, watch out. Patriots might be in for a different season than last season. Maybe their schedules maybe is a little hard. I don't know. I see we have some people on Facebook Live watching me. You see, I got a new pimple in here. It's hot in here. That's the eye in the sky right there. We're on Sports Talk 1240 on WGBB Long Island, 631-888-8811. All your calls. We're talking about NFL. We're talking Giants. What's happening right now? The Cowboys. I'm watching this game on a computer, like refreshing the simulcast or gamecast or whatever. And the entire time, I'm not even joking, and the entire time, it has the Cowboys on the possession. Like, I hardly have seen the Giants have, like, the possession arrow. You know what it's like in their ball? It's crazy. Another punt. That's all I see. Eli Manning. Stats. 7-for-9 for 25 yards. What? Dak Prescott. 10-for-20 for 130 yards. So they're moving the ball. Ezekiel Elliott. 10 carries for 36 yards. Orleans Darkwa. 1 carry for 12 yards. Oh, so Darkwa is the leading rusher on the Giants. Okay. 1 carry. Sterling Shepard. 3 receptions for 17 yards. Terrence Williams, 4 receptions for 49 yards. So, like, listen, both teams stink right now. They're playing tight. The Giants are playing super tight. That's the only answer. It's the only reasoning. Without Odell Beckham, the Giants are going to be I heard somewhere that Odell Beckham should be the MVP. This was last season because of what the things he – the plays he makes. He makes 70-yard catches every now and then in games, and it leads to touchdowns that change the face of the game. You cannot – when you have a weapon like that, when you have a weapon like Antonio Brown, when you have a weapon like Julio, Eli's playing scared. O-line is still bad. I agree. That's obviously – they're on the field the whole game anyway. Dallas offense is just all over the – It's pretty ugly. We're going to hear from Jeff Guida in about 2 minutes, or maybe 5 minutes, halftime. And maybe we can make some sense of it. He's at the game in Dallas. Great boondoggle he did. He's usually sitting here in the office, in the studio with me. But not today. So we're going to, I don't know, maybe he's going to be pissed. Maybe he's going to, hopefully he looks at it objectively. I don't know. If I can look at this objectively, it would be ugly. That's what it is. That's an objective look from I'm just looking at stats. I'm not even watching the game. I got people on Facebook Live telling me the Giants look terrible. We got callers telling the Giants look terrible. We didn't address the offensive line. What's happening? We're freaking out here with 2 minutes left in the first half of the first game of the first season, in the season. I don't know. I'm kind of angry. Let's go back to some, maybe for the New York area, highlights of today. And I'm not talking football. I'm talking baseball. We're going to have Jeff Guida live from Dallas in a couple of minutes. But besides the Indians just like running the world, meanwhile they were, if you're a listener to this show, you know that I picked Cleveland to win the World Series, even though I really didn't realize no one really realized where the Yankees were going this year. I think it was a little surprise for everyone. If I had to pick it now, I'd still take Cleveland because they won like 17 in a row and they were like bananas right now. The Yankees are coming. But Cleveland's hot. But today was nice. It was a nice day. It was nice to see Judge get out there and play ball and really, you know, rock Texas. Texas is a good team. They're somewhere. They're going to be on the bubble for the playoffs as well. We put a major number on them today, 16 runs. Do you think the Yankees are turning the corner? Everyone's kind of healthy. Matt Holliday back finally in stride. Castro in stride. Didi is just bananas right now. Didi is so good. 3.5 games back of the Red Sox. We don't play the Red Sox again, but we play Tampa Bay this week. Tampa Bay, for all intents and purposes, Tampa Bay should be flat. I mean, it's it's not cool. It's very not cool to say, oh, we're going to take advantage of Tampa Bay because they got displaced from their homes in Florida because this big hurricane who's destroying people's lives. They have to come up here and give the Yankees basically three home games this week, which is nice for us. We play like 18 games at home for the rest of the way when we were on the middle of this 9-game road trip, but now we get these three games at home. It's not nice to say that, but it is true. So we should take care of Tampa right now, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the rest is just in our hands. 3.5 games is nothing to make up for the Yankees, honestly. We have Tanaka got a little bit beat up the other day. I didn't like his outing. No one really did. But our pitching staff, knock on wood, still doing great. Severino, still an ace. Severino gets rattled off a couple wins. He's going to be in the Cy Young contention. I'll put that right there. Unless I'm missing someone, which I well may be. Chris Sale probably is going to win the Cy Young. Also my pick to win the Cy Young. But today was that day. Was this crux? No, I heard a funny stat also. I keep hearing funny stats. The visiting team to Major League ballparks, every visiting team must stay. This is true. Every visiting team, when you go on the road, must stay at a 5-star hotel. Whatever the reason, whatever makes it a 5-star hotel, whatever. Every visiting team must stay at a 5-star hotel because whatever, the rules, I don't know. However, this week, the availability of 5-star hotels around the country, around different stadiums that were open to be played, was so bad that they were having a hard time finding where the Rays could go because there was no 5-star hotels for them to stay at. So that's why they went to New York. So there's a ton of hotels here in New York. So the Rays are staying at a 5-star hotel here in New York, and it just so happened that they're playing the Yankees, so we'll be able to hear. If the Rays were playing, you know, the Angels, it would still be at Citi Field because of the 5-star hotel thing. So it's really interesting to say. All right. So I think that's it. I think that the halftime has come and the Giants are losing 6-0. We're going to go to my man, my co-host. We're missing him tonight. I'm doing it all myself. I'm a little flat. We're bringing in my man live from Jerry World. I hope he can hear us. I hope you can hear him. His name is Jeff Gaida, the most handsomest man in Long Island. What's up, pal? You there? I heard him. What's up, dude? Technical difficulties?
I can't hear anything.
He can't hear anything, he says. I heard him. He said he can't hear anything.
What's going on, Viv?
The hurricane. Has the hurricane hit Dallas?
I can't believe I call you as they're throwing a touchdown.
What happened?
Only my luck.
Oh, man. Witten?
Only my luck.
I thought you called me at halftime.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to make a little advanced call here.
All right, yell as loud as you can, because you're a little low, so yell as loud as you can.
So here's the deal. I've had more beers than the Giants have had yards in the offense.
Oh,
that's
man.
How bad of a performance they're putting on right now, currently.
Now, is from your spot, you're watching the plays develop, and is it offensive line? Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, the right side of the offensive line is getting gashed.
Really?
And, number 90 on Dallas is just having a day.
Number 90 on Dallas. Who's that?
Yeah, he's having a day.
So what's the
thing is, I mean, our receivers aren't getting much separation. I'll tell you what, the Cowboys' offensive line is ridiculous.
It really is.
They're incredible. You know, we've lucky to hold. And our defense is getting tired. It's showing because they've been on the field the whole game.
That's crazy. This is ugly. You know, so 13-0?
13-0 here in Big D. We got two total first downs, probably about 30 yards of offense. But, you know, we're still in this game. Dallas is kind of – they've let us stay in it. When you think about it, they could be up 21-28-0 right now.
Right, for sure. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so tell me about the stadium.
Oh, this place is beautiful, man. It's like Disney World for football fans.
Is it loud? It's like you're in a movie?
What? Oh, yeah. Well, you probably just got a sampling of how loud it gets. As I'm calling you, the place goes bananas.
Yeah, a little bit. I couldn't hear much of the crowd.
Oh, it was very loud.
Are you in the little boys' room right now?
No. I'm walking the hallways to try to try to avoid the sound.
And I saw the picture. So you're sitting like in the third level or whatever. So
yeah, I'm third level, first few rows. Good spot.
And you enjoying the weekend? You went to that Yankee game, which is great.
I just saw one of my buddies.
You did?
From Long Island.
You saw someone from
in the concourse. I'm on the radio right now.
Jeff Garland!
Yes!
Yes.
That's what I like.
That's what happens. Only in Big D will I be walking the concourse, actually seeing people I know.
So they can't. Is there a lot of Giant fans?
I'm going to say it's 15% Giant fans.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Pretty good showing. I'm literally on the radio right now.
Oh, man, that's
like a radio show, so I can't.
Oh man! So
they're all like trying to have a conversation with me.
Oh man! This is funny. Jeff Guida live from Dallas. Listen, we may be a small operation here in West Babylon, yeah. New York, and source stuff, but we have reach. I tell you, we have reach. We have correspondents out in Dallas, in the hallways. People coming up, trying to
people talking crap to me. Some guy asked me if the elevator was going down like the Giants.
Now you're wearing
my cue line. I've been telling everybody, yeah, if you just win a game in January, win one game in January in the last 20 years.
So there was a lot of people talking junk to you, just walking around the Giants jersey.
All kinds of smack being talked.
That's great. That's great.
You know, it is what it is. It's doing good fun. You know, they're definitely not nearly as ruthless as the Eagles fans. You know, they got no leg to stand on though. 22 years without a title. So.
Hey, listen, it's not over.
I remind them of that.
Oh, man. So what's happening now?
I have plenty of Super Bowl apparel on.
So Giants are punting again?
I believe so. Yeah, I guess so. That didn't take very long, huh?
This is not good. The Giants offense.
Yeah, not very, very offensive.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're going to get ripped up tomorrow. And here I am on air this entire time ripping the Jets, them. Telling that they should go 0-16 on purpose. And now my team down 13-0 with not a glimmer, barely a glimmer of hope, anything to even write home about. Any positives? Is there any positives right now?
Brad Wing looks like a He's moving the ball very nicely.
Our best player is Brad Wing. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brad Wing, I would say. Landon Collins is doing his thing. But okay. I'm going to say right now, team MVP Brad Wing.
So Witten, Witten had a short touchdown catch?
Yeah, Witten about a 17, 18 yard touchdown
catch. Oh, wow.
As I called you. So I'm just a target in this hallway in Giants stuff. I'm on the phone with you right now.
That's hysterical.
People are berating me.
Why aren't they? I mean,
pretty magnificent.
Why aren't they in watching the last minute of the half?
Because they're Cowboy fans.
They're just riding it.
They're all about the pomp and circumstance, dude. This place, you know how you said Atlanta's like any given Sunday? This place is like mega any given Sunday.
Right. There's like a $400 pizza in
there. What's that?
There's like a $400 pizza in that place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, this place is gorgeous. This is the way to watch football. Don't get me wrong. But it seems like football is secondary to the show here.
Sometimes that's fun. And, you know, that's what puts butts in the seats. Hey, can you go down?
No doubt.
You know when you see, because the games, the Dallas games, when you see the players run out, like back into the locker room, there's those clear glass, it's like a restaurant or something.
Yep.
Can you get down there from where you are, or do you have to have a ticket for that?
Nah, you definitely need a ticket.
You definitely need a ticket for that.
I don't have the Mike Vivolo.
Otherwise, everyone would be down there.
Dangling skills. And
yeah.
I'm also with a girl on crutches. So
what happened?
Things that are limiting. Oh, she tore ACL.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Tore ACL.
She's on crutches the whole weekend?
Kind of limiting our finagling ability.
Yes. Matt Shields is in the Facebook Live. Matt, Patriots stink. The Giants may stink, but the Patriots got embarrassed. At least the Giants aren't going to get embarrassed right now.
We're getting embarrassed, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about. We got about 20 yards of offense.
Oh, man. I just thought of something.
Orleans Darkwa had the best play of the day.
I just thought of something. That the Facebook Live people can't hear you. I think they can.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Yes, what an operation we have here at Sports Talk 1240.
Absolutely.
If you have anything to say, as we go into halftime, if you guys have anything to say, Facebook Live people, just type to me. The number is 631-888-8811. We have our man, Jeff Guida. We have him on the ground, at ground zero, for what seems to be a very rough opening night for the Giants.
Yeah.
I was excited to be here live tonight to kind of do the game live. I didn't know exactly how it was going to go down, what the timing of everything was. But this is actually nice timing, being halftime, taking us out to end the show. Listen, did you watch?
I wish halftime would take me out.
Did you watch? Tomorrow morning you're coming back to New York?
Yeah, tomorrow at 5:30. So I'll be able to sleep off the
Good for you, man. Good for you. Looking, that's amazing.
Dak just picked up a first down. They're on about the 30 now.
They're on the
another three on the board.
They are. Oh yeah, yeah. They're on our 30. Yeah. I have a first.
They're
and
on
10
our 30. They got no timeouts, so I'm literally in the nicest stadium in the world, watching the game on the littlest TV humanly possible, next to the elevator.
This is what we do here. This is how you do it. It's the grassroots project. We're bringing our audience content. You can't hear Gaida, the one person who's watching. I don't know who it is. You can't hear Gaida, but he is watching the game in Dallas in a small TV on a small TV.
Yes.
While he's at the game,
TV in Jerry World, the little TV.
How big is that? How big is that big? That big?
It's enormous. It's from
in person. It's ridiculous.
It's from the 10 to the 10. It's literally the length of the field.
That's craziness.
It is, and you know what it is when the play's down on the other side of the field. I can't help but watch the TV.
Really? You're like in the end zone-ish area?
Yeah, I'm on like the 10-yard line.
Got it.
Plays on the other side of the field, you're just drawn to the TV.
I heard something. One guy, Rick Riley once said, the best seat in sports is courtside basketball, and the worst seat in sports is courtside or first row for the NFL. Because
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I mean, my Giants season tickets are 8 rows off the field, and you can't see anything.
You can't see the other side of the field, yeah.
They're great when they're on, you know, when they're in your, like, 30 yards.
Right.
You sat down there with me.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
They're great when you're within, like, 30 yards, but when they're on the other side, you can't see it.
So
that's the thing.
They make the field goal, and it takes us into halftime. 16-0 Cowboys as we go into halftime. Jeff Gaida, live from Dallas. You know what? We were hoping this was going to go a little bit different. We were going to be more excited about this. It's 16-0, and the Giants have basically no offense. And very, very weird. Very weird. Hopefully they adjust. 16 by no means is out of the question to come back. Hopefully they adjust a little bit.
We'll make some adjustments.
What did you see today? Do you watch football today?
Very little. You know, on and off a little bit in sports ball. You're not really paying attention.
No.
A lot of injuries today, though, huh?
Injuries, interesting stuff, low scoring, defenses coming out. So, like I was saying to these guys, I was saying to our viewers, our listeners early, our Facebook Live people earlier, that it was a weird day for football today. Teams are playing tight. It's the first day. Don't get excited about the Giants being down 16-0 right now. I'm not excited, like bad excited. Don't get worried.
No.
Because it's the first day. Listen, everyone stays healthy. Listen, you could be the Arizona Cardinals, get beat and lose your best player, one of the best players in football. You could be the New York Giants and not have Odell Beckham. And let's not discount that. We don't have Odell Beckham tonight.
How about the fact that Allen Robinson gets hurt on the first play of the game?
Robinson gets hurt on the first play.
I'll tell you what, Vincent.
Woodhead gets hurt.
If we had Jerry Rice tonight and, I don't know, Randy Moss in their prime, it wouldn't matter. Eli's got no time to throw the ball.
Yes, but you scheme. Defenses scheme differently.
I think I'm going to have to go because it's becoming mayhem out here.
Oh, it's halftime, so now all Jeff's at the game halftime. All the fans now are flooding into the aisle.
I'm getting swarmed.
Okay. All right, buddy.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks, and happy Sunday, and have a safe flight home tomorrow. We'll talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
That was Jeff Gaida, the co-host of our hour of Sports Talk 1240. My good buddy. Very knowledgeable. Yankees, Giants fan, Nebraska football fan. So Jeff had a choice. Actually, he had a choice. He's a big Nebraska football fan, and they were playing, I believe it was in Oregon. They're playing Oregon Ducks yesterday. So his choice was go to the Oregon-Nebraska game or go down to Dallas to do this Yankee game, Dallas-Giants boondoggles weekend. Now, he chose Giants-Dallas, and then Nebraska got blown their doors off, like 42-14. So that was a good choice, but now he's down to this game. The Yankees get the W. The Giants look abysmal. If you have anything to say, call us up. We have 3 minutes left, 631-888-8811. Sunday night, I'm Mike Vivolo. Follow me on Twitter, at Team Vivolo. We have a lot of good stuff happening on Twitter. I get into little battles. I got into a battle with a Boston fan yesterday, New England fan. I said, $100 New England doesn't win the Super Bowl. Whatever. I'll take the odds. Before the season started, I believe that it was New England and then the field, and it was equal. Like, basically, it's an equal bet. Like, if I bet you New England to not win the Super Bowl, it's 1-to-1 odds, like $100 for $100. Any other team is like huge odds. Like, the next closest is like the Falcons are probably like 8-to-1 or 10-to-1. Not the Patriots. Now they change. But I will bet you anything the Patriots do not win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know. I might eat those words. But right now it's halftime. Thank you for staying with us. For my Facebook Live people, thank you for hopping on. I know it's tough with Sunday night, but sometimes it's also good because you're just chilling. Tonight you're probably watching football. I enjoy doing the Facebook Live stuff, so we're going to keep doing that. Comment. Come on. Comment. Tell me some stuff. Whoever, who's watching? I can't see. You guys, come on. Anyway, Sports Talk 1240. Once again, we're going to, we have about 2 minutes left, and this is how we're going to put it out. This is how we're going to end it up. Remember this very, very thing. I am blessed to be sitting here in the studio doing something I really enjoy to do. I do it every couple weeks. I'm on Sports Talk 1240. Jeff's on with me. We have a lot of fun. We create little anecdotes or games or whatever. We had even had an intern this summer who came in and learned a little bit about radio and how we go about it and just timing and that sort of thing. It's really fun. We do Facebook Live, and that's great. And Facebook Live, cool. However, there's a bigger picture going on in the world every day, not just today, but every day, especially on the eve of 9/11. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a big storm happening in Florida. We have our prayers, our thoughts and prayers are out to the people of Miami and Key Biscayne and now in Tampa and Orlando, my sister-in-law. It's a big deal, man. So just remember, don't take everything for granted. Don't take life for granted. Be happy. Try to be as happy as you can. Be like Jeff. Go to cool things when you get the chance to, like down in Dallas for a Yankee game against the Rangers and then a Giant game against the Cowboys. If your team loses today, if you're a Jet fan and your team's going to go 0-16 and you're going to forget about the football season, not a big deal. There's bigger things in life. If you're a Giant fan tonight, hopefully we do win. Hopefully we come back and figure this out. Whoa. But there's bigger things in life. So remember that. When you go to sleep tonight, when you wake up with your kids tomorrow morning, don't take it for granted. Prayers and thoughts to the people of Florida. That has been Sports Talk 1240. I am Mike Vivolo. Again, follow me at Team Vivolo. I want to see a couple new followers this week. Let's go, Giants. Come on, pull together. Brian Graves, thanks, Brian, for helping me out always behind the glass. And we will see you again next Sunday right here on WGBB Sports Talk 1240. Good night, everyone.
In the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.